Kwazwai muri Zimbabwe ndinomukamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMichael Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, and of course you're tuned in to The Connection with your boy, with the Studio 7's host of the youth show. I'm your host muri Zimbabwe mthwakazwa muhle. I'm your host Michael Hove. Once again, muri Zimbabwe, ndinomukamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove, on Tuesday the 25th of February 2020. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Today on The Connection, we focus on an event that's happening at Victoria Falls, Mosuya Tunya. That's the highlight of what's happening in Zimbabwe right now. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the Africa Forum on Sustainable Development, a forum that is happening in Victoria Falls, and it kick-started yesterday and was officially opened today by President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. The forum, which runs through to the 27th of February 2020, focuses on issues with regards to growing African economies. Not to forget, it is a follow-up on the progress of the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and Agenda 2063 of the African Union. In simple words, the forum looks to focus on the future of Africa. Now, what this means is a lot of things that are coming out of this forum pertain and stand to highlight things that African youth have to gain. Now, with issues that have been tackled, issues such as youth employment, job creation, youth empowerment, these have been the key discussions of what have come out of the forum thus far. Today is day two. Now, the big question I have as we look to tackle this forum and highlight and pull it apart and, you know, understand more about this forum is, what do Zimbabwean youth have to gain from this? And of course, what role does Zimbabwe have to play when we're talking about the sustainable development goals? Now, is it possible when we take a look at the current state of the Zimbabwean economy, is it even possible for Zimbabwe to implement these SDGs? So, mthwakazwa muhle, Zimbabwe muhle, join me tonight on The Connection. If you're looking to join us, you can text me on WhatsApp on +1202-465-0318. You can also call me live on air on +1202-619-2077. The number again, +1202-465-0318 on WhatsApp, or you can call me live on air on +1202-469-2077. Now, as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, we're broadcasting live on the internet on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voanwa.com. We're also live as we speak on www.voazimbabwe.com. So, if you're looking to join us, don't forget you can write your name and number in the comments section and we'll be calling you live on air. Makatera chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike.
Hey ta, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1202-465-0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Hey, BIGMYKE3, that's the username on Instagram and on Twitter if you're looking to chat with me. But for the next hour, Mure Zimbabwe, tupana papa mapeje duma tatu pa VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, weje pa VOA Studio 7. So linga kotle uguti, abafisu ngena kutlelo, lako kupali nombolo zoto ingo, and we'll be calling you live on air. Kana mshida upinda mchirongwa, nyora ima number, talk phone rai, live parunare mo, kwa nisa jokare, kungo nyorao maondre enyu, tishange tishimaberenga live on air. So, Zimbabwe mushe, tonight on The Connection, we focus on the Africa Regional Forum on Sustainable Development that's happening at Victoria Falls. But before I head over to my panelists that are going to be joining me live from Victoria Falls, let us head over to some of the sentiments that have been echoed by officials in the during this conference. Amongst them is Vera Songwe of the United Nations, who is in attendance of this forum. Now, Vera Songwe touches on an initiative that the United Nations is looking to launch that targets towards uplifting African youth. Let's take a look at what Vera had to say.
The main reason why we're here, of course, is to launch what we're calling at the United Nations a decade of action from 2020 to 2030. We would like that no African is left behind as we try to develop, ensure that there is prosperity for all. Prosperity means, of course, that we create jobs for both the youth and the women. Zimbabwe has a very vibrant ICT technology sector, which is today for Africa, the service sector is creating most of the jobs. So we are hoping that the discussions that we have here, and I hope some of you went to the lab that we had yesterday, which is essentially was an innovations lab for youth, to see how we can do that and do better. We need to develop skills on the continent.
All right. Well, you just heard there from Vera Songwe of the United Nations. She was highlighting an initiative that they have set up that targets towards uplifting African youth. So they talk about job creation. You heard it there for yourself. She highlights why they chose Zimbabwe. They say the ICT sector in Zimbabwe, apparently it's doing really good. So they find potential in the ICT sector. What does that mean for Zimbabwean youth? I look forward to hearing more from the youth that are going to be joining me live on air. Now, you heard from Vera Songwe. Now, we're also going to move over to some of the youth that actually participated during the forum itself. Yesterday, we saw His Excellency Junior President Mukudzeyishe Madzivire. He got to open the ceremony and he got to speak to the delegates that were in attendance. Let's hear what Honorable or His Excellency had to say.
The world is developing at an alarming rate. That was the premise on which this forum was initiated. And over the last 2 days, I have learned more than I ever thought I could through the Science, Technology and Innovation Youth Bootcamp. It gave me absolute pleasure to interact with my peers, understand their various perspectives on life, and hear about the exciting work they have been doing in science and technology to fulfill sustainable development goals. Better still was the opportunity to be put in a group with a diverse pool of ladies and gentlemen and perform a number of particularly interesting tasks, from working with 3D printers to assembling robots and developing solutions to various global challenges. My utmost thanks go to the organizers of this conference, and it is my wish that this platform is sustained for many more years to come. Amongst most of the pressing issues mentioned were those of the fourth industrial revolution and the ethical issues surrounding it, as well as the importance of adaptability in this ever-evolving world. Of particular interest to me, however, were discussions on gender, gender bias, and gender equality, and the need for more women to take up space, occupy positions instead, and take over the world. A few months ago in Bulawayo, we commemorated the International Day of the Girl Child by taking tours around various female-run departments around the city, including meeting a female engineer working for Econet. Without going too far, we have in our midst the Junior Minister of ICT and Courier Services, Mrs. Vanessa Shibisi, who is making moves in her capacity, running various female empowerment programs and inspiring young women around the nation to take up space, certainly in STEM, but even in commercials and the arts. The Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations has also been doing amazing things, taking up space and inspiring women out there, changing lives at the head of an organization responsible for preserving international peace and security. Girls can too.
All right. You just heard there from His Excellency Mukudzeyishe Madzivire. He's the Junior President of the Republic of Zimbabwe. You heard him there. Uthi hayi yena uthabile ngempela njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, seeing ukuthi izinto zihamba njani. And njalo, he's excited ngenxa yokuthi during the course of this forum, abantu abasakhulayo were heavily engaged, heavily consulted. Njengoba ngishilo earlier on, anzi forum inechinangwa chekutarisira ramangwana re Afrika. So uzwile umukhuze ishe ngempela esithi yena njengo junior president ayi uthabile ngempela ngenxa ukuthi uthole ithuba lokuxoxisana labanye abontanga ebona njalo ukuthi abanye abontanga abadabuka kwamanye amazwe how are they doing it aiwa mukhuze ishe akati aiwa buramberi akaona uchimwewo chakabuda ku perform e akati aiwa akafara zvikurusa mukhuze ishe nekuti akaona hanzi nyaya yekusimudzirwa kwevanhu kadzi especially vechidiki vechidiki aiwa akafara zvikare makamunzwawo mamunzo achinyatsoti aiwa if we can do it girls can do it too so let's see ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu before we head over to my guest. Kukhasi lethu le VOA Studio 7 abantu sebeqala ukungena ngempela u Kane arkunyora hanzi ndikukona ngikhona e Pretoria. Aya Kane, welcome, welcome, welcome. Gilbert Makopa hanzi I'm watching you from Nelspruit. How's it going Gilbert? Deliwe Nkwena uthi hello Mkoma watching you from Gabs. Tumelang tumelang Deliwe. Phoma processing evening or watching you from Dangamvura kuriseko kudangamvura uko usinini kupe uthi hi in the studio we're together watching you from Johannesburg Midrand how's Midrand this nini Allen arukuthi ndikukona indiku Johannesburg inga Johannesburg is in the house I'm really excited thank you so much for joining us Nicholas is saying evening I'm watching you from Beira Mozambique and then pana Farai arukuthi Mike zviri kusei aiwa in reborn reborn koma wangu zviri kufamba here Melina Bonyo is saying hello hello Hello, asibone ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu kukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele abantu sebeqalile ngempela ukungena uNkosi Mthembu uthi lijona njani inkosi ayiseyaphila thina wena unjani uThabisani Ncube la ukhona kuhlelo uthi ngithi welcome 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 Thabisani upressure uthi linjani emsakazweni Studio 7 ayiseyaphila pressure mkhokheli uthi linjani mazimbabwe amahle ayiseyaphila wena unjani mkhokheli tiwana ukuthi vanhu ari kuti chiko pa page redu re VOA shona chimira magese edu arikupinda vanhu vatotanga zvikare hanzi na disciple madanire 8888888 disciple hanzi I'm watching you Kennedy arikuti hey big mike zvirikufamba here mukoma Kennedy ru arikuti hi over anyatso mhoresa munhu wese siyabona kuti abantu ngempela bayangena ngobunenge babo Godfrey Chanakira arikuti watching you hanzi na Agias Muvindi big mike kuriseiko mukoma Agias tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa mashava arikuti hanzi kufonerwa kuti kunze kwemuti imi muti fonere aiwa nyorai number mkoma pa ma comments apo tino kufonerai kana mchida upinda mchirongwa Farai aruti hi Mike zviri kufamba here Farai aisivona abantu ngempela baya ngena ngobunengi babo so I'm not sure if my guest is ready is my first guest ready mbona ngani akabi ready so let's head over to some of the fun facts about this forum as we prepare for my guest so I wrote down a couple of things that are in tuned and in line a lot of people were asking me as we were preparing for the show ukuthi kahle Mike you're talking about ama sustainable development goals kuyini lawa ama SDGs wathi ngilichasisele inhlanganiso e United Nations that they have what they put up as 17 goals or they titled them sustainable development goals. This is for all countries worldwide. Now, goal number one, but they're looking to alleviate poverty. Goal number two, they're talking about zero hunger. But abasafuni ndlala, anyazi vele abantu bazangena ngempela bazithi kuZimbabwe sithukutharisana nejara. But liyezwa inhlanganiso United Nations. Goal number two, but zero hunger. Goal number three, they say good health and well-being. Ngempela, ngempela. Goal number four, but they are looking to ensure that all young people all people across the world have quality education. Goal number five, they talk about gender equality. You heard earlier on junior president His Excellency Mukhuze Ishe echasisa ngempela sithi he's happy ukubona abantu besifazana being involved ngenxa yokuthi goal number five iyakhuluma ngempela isithi they're looking to have gender equality. Goal number six itself is talking about clean water and sanitation, which they say is a basic human right for wonke umuntu emhlabeni. And then goal number seven talks about affordable and clean energy, which abantu are saying bukhona eZimbabwe. But as I finish off the goals, ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilo mlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo asizwene ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodaba lokhona egudwini. Khola khola mthereri ndinomgamshire mchirenga ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngibani ukhona ecingweni.
Hello.
Mthereri zviri kufamba?
Hayi yaphila.
Baba unjani ngibani ukhona ecingweni?
Ngilamlandlo.
Baba Ndlovu unjani?
Anyaphila baba.
Mm, nantu daba olukhona kuhlelo namuhla. Efollows ngale kulabantu who are from United Nations, African Union njalo enengi labantu abasakhulayo abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe kulohlelo kulomhlangano omkhulu owe Africa Regional Conference on Sustainable Development Goals. Siyezwa omunye wabo lo owenhlanganiso e United Nations uSongwe esithi njengenhlanganiso bakhangelela ukuthi bazaqala uhlelo olulenjongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. Ubona ngani ilizwe leli Zimbabwe lalo lilakho ukubenefitha na from uhlelo lolo?
Zimbabwe akulanto elayithola kuphela lapho. Kufana lo mntwana oqhuba abanye besiya esikolweni ekwazi ukuthi iy'mpumputhe vekaboni lutho, ngoba kudala kwasungulwa izinhlelo khe sisizwa amahungahunga, kodwa ngapha zena tibhelendi asikaboni lutho ngitho singazenashona ledunde ziyasipha.
Manje so awulathemba nalo siyezwa umongameli namhla nguye ovule umhlangano lo okusemthethweni esithi ha ele Zimbabwe angithi usakhumbula umongameli esithi Vision 2030. Right.
Siyakukhumbula
kambe
shoya ngakhuluma ngo-2030 njengakubuyile ama-election abuyayo ofuza ukuthi vele ngimfanele umuntu ukuthi a-5 years apho nxa sekhuluma ngo-2030 uthi ukuthi hayi kakafuni ukuphuma tofukufela esikhundleni yomgaqo.
Hayi kodwa baba Ndlovu, angithi akula ndaba ukuthi uyabe ukhona na, angithi njengomongameli kumele ufake ama-goals for ilizwe lonke jikelele. Yena umongameli uthi Vision 2030 ngenxa yokuthi ukhangele ikusasa lelizwe.
Hayi siyamuzwa siyi, kodwa ke intuthuko le abakhuluma ngayo ukuthi bazothuthukisa abatsha akula lapha abathuthukisa khona, ngoba baningi abantu bezama ukuthi bazincedise, kodwa i-government ayibancedisi. Yona ibuya kuzongena ngezandla zombili isidilize lo muntu ozama ukuthi azincedise.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba Ndlovu, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Ugoduke next week angithi baba.
Alright baba.
Right, Zimbabwe Mushe, you just heard there from our first caller, Umnumzana Ulamulani Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu basically highlights the city. Ne maondra avo, Wongu shaka naka, zhukuta urwa na mzare Songwe, we sanganore United Nations, wachiti wakatari sira kutanga, chirongwa chine, chinangwa chukubatira vechi dike wale ku Afrika. Asi iwo wa Ndlovu, wanoti ne maondra avo, azushike ku Zimbabwe. So, mthwakazi omuhle lina lithini ngodaba lukhona ekutwini Muri Zimbabwe 20 maondro enyu fonayi mchirongwa kana mchida ufuna mchirongwa munokwanisa kuti bata pa +1 202 619 2077 munokwanisa zvakare kutinyorera maondro enyu pa +1 202 465 0318 pa WhatsApp. Ndiyo nyaya yatinayo nhasi mchirongwa, manzwa kubva kuna vaNdlovu mutereri wedu wekutanga. Now earlier on I was touching on the 17 goals that the United Nations set that they titled the Sustainable Development Goals. Now I was on number 7 in the city, affordable and clean energy. Earlier on ngike ngaba ngenhlanhla yokuxoxa lomunye ongisakhulayo umnumzana uNikros Kajengo. Yena uNikros is a development practitioner. UKajengo uthi uthabile ngempela ngenxa yokuthi ubona ngani kwele Zimbabwe kule potential eningi when we're talking about affordable and clean energy. Now goal number 8, they talk about decent work and economic growth. That seems to be one thing that was highlighted throughout the whole forum. Earlier on, we heard Amina Mohammed, owenhlanganiso la United Nations, la uthintile ngempela udaba esithi, yebo, uyashayela izwekazi ele Africa ihlombe ngenxa yokuthi uthi Africa has one of the fastest growing economies in the world. Kodwa when we're talking about the sustainable development goals, uthi ubona ngani the target may not be reached by 2030. So uthi the time is now for the next decade to ensure ukuthi ha wonke amazwe akwele Africa put in the work to ensure ukuthi some of these SDGs are accomplished. Now, for the theme itself of the forum this year, it's titled 2030 to 2030, a decade to deliver a transformed and prosperous Africa through the 2030 Agenda and Agenda 2063. That's the theme. So that goes hand in hand what Amina Mohammed was saying. As city, the continent of Africa itself has a decade to ensure ukuthi these SDGs are going to be completed. Now, go score number 9 amongst on this list of 17 goals by that were set by the United Nations is industry, innovation, and infrastructure. Now, early on, I've also had a chance of speaking to abantu abayingcwethi kwezomnotho. My economist, Sakasiana Siana, and they were highlighting, actually, this seems to be something that ilizwe lethu eZimbabwe is lacking on. Ngenxa yokuthi sikhangela umumo okhona elizweni, patinotaura nezwe ma-industry, patinotaura nezwe infrastructure, munoonawo vazhinji vachichema nanhasi vachiti, nyaya yemagetsi yanetsa, vananhasi vanhu vari kuchema vachiti, nyaya yemvura yanetsa, nanhasi vanhu vari kuchema vachiti, nyaya yemabasa yanetsa. This is something that goal number 9 speaks to the SDGs itself. The United Nations is saying need to work towards ensuring Uguti industries, the innovation sector, and the infrastructure sectors are up to par. Now, yesterday, I got to speak to Omunye Ongusakhulayo, who was there in attendance of this meeting, about amazwi that were echoed by the Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education. Yena ubesithi, it's time now for ilizwe leZimbabwe, njalo izwekazi lonke ele Africa, to focus on the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics studies, STEM studies. Ngenxa yokuthi yena ubona ngani, if you place focus on these things, sikhangela isimo sokuthi umhlaba wonke jikelele is now moving towards using technology, towards uplifting themselves. Ilizwe lona eZimbabwe lakho ukuzithuthukisa. So asazi ukuthi lina libona njani, libona ngani abantu bangaqhakathekisa imfundo ze science, technology, engineering, kanye le mathematics. Does Zimbabwe have the potential towards uplifting itself? Sikhangela njalo lingakhohlwe phela ama industries akhona elizweni. Now, as we move over njalo to goal number 9, but reduced inequality. Now, goal number 9 works hand in hand with goal number 5. Goal number 5 lingakhohlwe phela bathi what? Gender equality. Goal number 9 talks about reduced inequality. Bathi njengenhlanganiso e-United Nations bona bathi kuqakathekile ngempela chini chaka kosha zikurusa to ensure kuti munhu wese anowana mikana yakafana. Now here we're talking about the right to education, here we're talking about clean sanity, they were talking about opportunities. Now goal number 11 talks about sustainable cities and communities. Sustainable cities and communities. This is something that they're talking about, where they talk about ama first countries. The kangela loko wenza kala yugwele meliga. Le abona pela, amazwisi, abantu baya kati michova, abantu baya kata ma train. Anything is very accessible. Umshina lo can access meet the world. So that's something that they're saying, ukuthi bona njengenhlanganiso, the whole world should look up to, the whole world should try to get up to par with, especially sikhangela lokho kwenzakala kule Africa. Bonke lokho, all these are sentiments that came out of the forum, and today is only day 2. So iforum le igqiba ngolwesine on Thursday. Now, goal number 12 talks about responsible consumption and production. Elizwe eZimbabwe eningi labantu bayakhala besithi ilizwe eZimbabwe is not producing, instead they're exporting more than they're talking about production. So lokhu liyabona inhlanganiso United Nations labo bayakhuthaza besithi you need to start producing more and you need to be responsible when we're talking about consumption. Liyabona abanye still use coal and so forth, but to take care of your environment, climate change, this is where it comes into. And of course, following it, as I spoke about climate change, goal number 13 talks about climate action. But you must take care of your surroundings. That's something that, you know, earlier on, Sibone Omunye Ongusakulai, who's a climate activist, Gwele Victoria Falls, yena uthi njengosokhulayo, uthi ikakhulukazi kwele Zimbabwe, we need to start taking care of our climate to ensure uthi elakusasa labo bayathola ama benefits akhona. So ngiyezwa ukuthi I have my first guest ongenayo kuhlelo, uSisi Uthando Gwenji. She's there in Victoria Falls. Now we still have other goals that I need to highlight, but let's hold over to Uthando Sisi ukuthi yena uthini about everything that's happening. Thando, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, welcome to the program, Sisi unjani?
Ngiyabonga
Lindani. Hayi, siyaphila siyaphila. Kunjani Vic Falls?
Hayi, kurayithi, singaziyo khona ngapho lapho elikhona.
Kurayithi lapho. Thando, so today we're focusing on the forum where you're at in Victoria Falls, and a lot of things have come out. However, what seems to be the central theme is focusing on the future of Africa, focusing on the youth. As a young person, you know, a young Zimbabwean, how are you taking all this information in, and what do you expect to come out of the forum for the next 2 days?
All right. So what is coming out strongly to me, and what I'm expecting to be coming out, is the call to action that was sent by the United Nations Secretary General, that from 2020 to 2030 it should be a decade to deliver when it comes to SDGs. And when you are talking about this being a decade to deliver, you are talking about us working together to secure great leadership, resources, and smart solutions. You are also talking about policies, budgets, and institutions that they have to be strong for us to actually deliver. And you are also talking about people's action that involves young people, the civil society, and other stakeholders. So when I'm looking at this call to action and I'm looking at all the three calls, I realize that young people are coming out strongly, that they should be there not just to be there, but should be there to lead and to make sure that we have strong institutions and that people are actually there and represented from grassroots level up to leadership positions. So I'm expecting that this particular conference will actually spell out how we are actually going to achieve that and how we are actually going to deliver.
Mm-hmm. Now, Thando, a lot of things have been said. I like the fact that you highlighted uTabalobutsi. There has been a lot of resolutions that target towards uplifting abantu basakhulayo. Earlier on, I was highlighting Omunye Osakhulayo, who got a chance to speak. He's an environmental activist. And one thing he highlighted was, you know, gonke lokho kuyaphuma ama resolutions ngempela ayaphuma, but yena ubona ngani kumele kuqhakathekile ukuthi okuphumayo izinqumo zingaphelele emlonyweni. Wena njengosakhulayo, Njalo, do you think this is something that continuously happens in Africa?
The unfortunate part is everyone is just talking about that. In every session I've been in, mm-hmm. I've actually been part of this process for since it started yesterday, and we had AMA events that were leading up to the conference, and everyone was talking about how we all sit down and talk and do nothing. Well, talking about sitting down and talking and doing nothing, I also realized that the majority of the people in this conference were actually leading certain processes, elder people, but actually young people were expected to be the leaders since we've been talking about this for decades. And if we're saying that this is a decade of action, it means that we have to start practicing what we teach. Mm-hmm. And I think it really should start now from this conference, because there are a lot of young people who are actually participating and they are speaking out. So there might be a bit of some kind of positivity there. But I'm hoping that from this conference going onwards, young people can be found leading the processes instead of just sitting there and participating. Because I also noted that in certain sessions that are going on, we find out that there's the process of voluntary national reviews about SDGs that we are supposed to be doing. And it came out loudly that actually young people should be leading the voluntary national review from the civil society, from young people who are on their own, and other stakeholders, including the private sector. So if people start owning the process and moving forward with it, maybe it might not be just another talk show.
Mm-hmm. I have a very interesting question. Some of the utterances that uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa had to say. Go to Oting Tatumlaleli and then I'll come back to you, Angit. All right, Zimbabwe Mota, you just heard there from Thando Gwinji. She's a member of the Youth Innovation Trust. Inhlanganiso ekhangela indaba eziphathelane ngokuthuthukiswa kwabantu abasakhulayo. But I hear I have a caller. Asizweni ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodaba esilalo namhla ngohlelo. Khola mthereri, ndinomgamtshira emtshirongwa, ngibani okhona ecingweni? Aripano nari ndiyat. Skipan.
Yeah.
Ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ukhuluma lesindo ePhoswana.
Tumelang ntate ukaye.
Everything malume ukaye.
Hayi nake sharp ntate. Nantu dabo lukhona kuhlelo namuhla. Ungomuntu ongisakhulayo na?
Yeah, ngosakhulayo.
Perfect. This is targeted towards you. Siyezwa ama-utterances aphumayo emhlanganweni lo omkhulu. Besithi sebefake izinqumo ezikhangelele ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. Njengontanga, njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, ukuthatha njani lokhu? Ubona ngani okuphumayo kulakho ukuthuthukisa na abatsha kwele Zimbabwe?
Khona primate kuyinto enhle, kungumbono omuhle kakhulu. Ngoba abantu siyahlupheka kodwa ngilobhathi futhi khonapho ilizwe lethu sasela themba ngalo sokuyikuhlala sihlabela kuphela sikhuluma nje kuphela ngento eyodwa khona ukuthi kube lento ezinjengazo nezo into enhle kakhulu umbono omuhle kakhulu ngoba ngingawuthela bramaiki ngisuke ekhaya mina khathesi ngojanuwari ngisuke ekhaya ngojanuwari abantu bembuya lo muntu o-under 18 years ebuya esize eBotswana engahambi ngepassport ehamba ngeganga ngendlela ezimbi uzuzuzuthi umuntu o-under 18 years kambe kulo msebenzi bani akuyawuthola eBotswana awaziyo akula msebenzi yesandla engiwaziyo akula msebenzi engingathi ngingahlala etafuleni ngafunda ngabala ngabhala engiwaziyo kusho ukuthi ibuyadinga lokhu yani kuthiwa i-any job kambe ngesikhathi namhlanje kusese lento kuthiwa i-any job yini kumele mbe ngudaka boy ekuvoxa udaka kwakhona angikwazi isikolo angikufundanga ngikuvoxa udaka angikwazi vela kule msebenzi esandle engingathi waziwa ngumuntu o-under 18 years igramaiki la uyakwazi uyakubona
so
esiqinisweni engikuthoyo ukuthi asisela themba bramaiki ngelizwe lakithi sokuyikukhulunywa kuphela uzokukhulunywa kuthiwa into eyinjele nje izayenziwa kodwa ayisoziphumelele ngoba why ngisitsho njalo okwenza into ayisoziphumelele ukuthi ukunanzelela ukuthi kule nkohlakalo elizweni lanxa kungaba lamadona phela into enjalo kuza kube kulamadona ngithi yakwazi abantu ekhaya bayahlupheka lanxa kuyukuthi kuzabe kulomunye oyukuthi ayimele ehlale etafuleni efunde kulomunye ozabe engakwazi khona ukubhala ibizo lakhe but ekwazi umsebenzi yezandla ngithi uzakuthengela into njengento zokusebenzisa ezokusebenza zenze ezemisebenzi yezandla so kadinge ukuthi encediswe ngabanye abantu abazabe besenelisa ukuthi bemncedise but besekusiba yukuthi ilizwe lakithi lilenkohlakalo yikho kusoke benzima kwabo primary ukuthi ilizwe lakithi lilenkohlakalo kugcwele inkohlakalo so ukuthi kuze kuyefikelela esandleni esingani sami ngingisindiso ngingelalutho into enzima kakhulu
hayi siyakuzwa sindiso usungagqiba phosela amazwi akho okucina
hayi mina engingakutsho kuphela ngithi sungitekisisi wami lokho olaye kwabo tata dethu ake lizame lani likhuluma wena amazwi engxenya wena amazwi njengoba likhona ekhaya liseduze futhi kwe-government ake lizame likhulume dadewethu litshele abantu laba bezwisise ngoba uhulumende nguhulumende ngabantu kumele lina dadewethu linjalo kumele lizwe okuthiwo yithi thina esiphansi lina bese lithatha amazwi ethu thina esiphansi liwase kubona abeliseduze kwabo lawo eze efika ngoba lina yini phela elizindlele zethu
hayi siyakuzwa kuti kuyalebo kantate thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo angithi right you just heard there lo ngumlaleli okwele Botswana uthi hayi bona njengabatsha i-trust we'll head over to Uthando soon. Sees Uthi and Uthini ngombono kalo mlaleli. But I hear I have a caller coming live from Australia. Let's hear Uthi and umlaleli Uthini. Ngathi nizwe ukuthi mthereri akuthi caller mthereri. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ndinomgamtshela emtshongwa ngibani okhona ecingweni.
Hayi ngithanda ukuthi sihlibizo obuthi Mike.
All right, sizathi anonymous singibani uqhubeka ungasitshela umbono wakho.
Mina into ekhaya izisa ubuhlungu loba singaphandle kwamazwe. Bangicabanga ukuthi singaphandle kwamazwe but asikuboni okwenzakala ekhaya. Siyakubona ngoba siyafika ekhaya. Impilo yangkhona ibuhlungu. And into ezisa ubuhlungu kakhulu, sila abadala abaretayayo. Ethe kuma-ages ukuthi umuntu uyatshela ukuthi at 60 uyaretire. But when it comes to ama-position lawa aphezulu ama-political ungani retirement age yangkhona ayihambi kuhle yikho embona kule problem ukuthi abadala abakhulu kabavume ukuthi labo kabadla amampentsheni njengamanye ama-professional ukwenzela ukuthi ku-create i-room for ama-youth ngoba abantu abatsha yibo abazayenza ukuthi iZimbabwe iye phezulu Nga abantu abadala belokhe besalele ezikhundleni sizahlala silokhe sikhala ngento eyodwa into eyodwa umuntu ole 35 years uyayenza umsebenzi ongathatha umuntu omdala isikhathi eside abantu abadala lakasibasoli bakhona ukuthi bangasinature basiguide but I think it's time ukuthi labo bananzelele ukuthi lokhu abaku implementa kweminisebenzi lakho should also be implemented with politics, kuma president opposition. Abantu abavuma ukuthi sebekhulile yaba retire ungene abantu abasakwanisa ukugijima bayenze izinto.
Kodwa
into engiyibonayo ukuthi yesibusele emuva ngoba uyathola izinto zama youth uhamba abantu abakhulu vele ongafanelanga ukuthi ba abahambayo.
Kodwa
uzibuza ukuthi katonta ngabaza aphumelela njani.
Wothi ngikubuze ke ma sikhangela uhlelo lukahulumende olwe Vision 2030 abanye would argue ukuthi uhlelo lo lujonge ukuthuthukisa abontanga abantu abasakhulayo abatsha kwele Zimbabwe. Do you not think ukuthi isizwe njalo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi uyasiqhenya ngenxa yokuthi I Vision 2030 is in line with I Agenda 2063 njalo ama SDGs that have been set up by inhlanganiso ye United Nations. Do you not think ukuthi Zimbabwe amathuba akhona for abantu abasakhulayo?
No, asisoze sakhuluma ngovision 2030. Abantwana abaqedi ilokho zenama university last year, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, ngabasebenzi. Why sizakhangela uvision 30 khona, u-2030 khona? Kufanele sikhangele zi-right izinto ezenza lalayo kathesi. Abantu abaningi abasebenzi bafundile, abantwana beZimbabwe abaningi ukuthi bangangena emahofisini bayenze izimanga eZimbabwe. IZimbabwe ibuyele njengakudala kubo-19 ithina safunda emaprimary ukuthi kwakunjani. Kufanele i-$10 ebomvu ukuthi wawuyibamba uyethuke. Kathesi imali yeZimbabwe iyayangisa. Uthe asingabalini u-2030 kasikhangeleni intsha, abantu abatsha bathwele nzima, si all over the world ngenxa yokuthi asithandi. It's because of the current situation. Kuyabe sisetshenziswa lama-bones ongeke waphuma la usiya ngathi ngaphi. Akuvunyeni ukuthi abantu nxa sebekhulile badedele kungena abanye abatsha.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ma, siyabonga kakhulu.
Kuzibuhlungu into ekhaya ukuthi babe sithi they are listening government. Nxa beyi-listening government, why abantu bayakhuluma ukuthi uyabulalela njani ukuthi abakwazi ukuthi abantu bathwele nzima. Ezibhedlela wake wasibona i-strike esihamba sidlula ama-6 months ukuthi lilizwe.
Ngempela. Hayi, siyakuzwa ma.
Abo Vision 2030 bona abantu ababo baphandle. Thina abantu esilabantu ekhaya sithini?
Hayi, siyakuzwa ma, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo ukuthi sinikeza abanye amathuba ukuthi sizwe ukuthi bona bathini ngodaba lesikhona kuhlelo. Hayi, liyamuzwa. Let me head back to Uthando. Sizwe ukuthi yena Uthando, what does she have to say about the opinions that have been given by the two callers? Thando, usakhona ecingweni? Tando? Tando, could you connect me? Bengithi, you know, the two callers have given two different inputs. Both of them seem to be highlighting and, you know, focusing on the issue of youth empowerment. Sizwe umama lo se Australia esithi yena ubona ngani amathuba are not getting, abantu abasakhulayo are not getting amathuba ukuzithuthukisa. Njalo, nxa sikhuluma ngendaba lezentuthuko ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo are not being involved. You at the conference, you're actively there. You see that there's a lot of young people who are there participating. How would you respond to Mamalo?
Okay, I say it because even the money, ama speakers at the corner, ebe kuluma ngokuqhakathi ukuthi ama youth abe kuma processes and ba acknowledge ukuthi Friday contesting speeches here corner, ukuthi thina njengabontanga abaseZimbabwe khathesi asifanele sibe le intellectual inheritance. Ukuthi i-conference le yona kakhulu ibikhuluma nge-fourth industrial revolution, kodwa kona laba abasilidayo khathesi
ngakuphethe industrial revolution babe ngekho so abakwazi lokuthi bashiyela noma befuna ukuchiyela something so it's like labo public ukuthi indaba yezip empowerment bayibona yenzakala everywhere kodwa ukuthi bayiqalise basaba basinike izigudo zangkhona kuyabehlula ukuthi bangakwenza njani even amaqhinga ekhona kusenziwa izinto ngiyele njalo okukhulunywe ngumlaleli wokuqala uSindiso uqinisele kakhulu ama-process lawa aya esiya anganini ngama-talk shows siyakhuluma okuzokuchine kubhowa unelo okuphumayo wena kahle kahle ubekuze ukuthi loba sikhuluma what is in it for the youth nambona ngani khona ukuthi ama-youth akhona khathesi kwi-process le and bazama ukuhambisa imbono yabo laphana lalaphana ngibona ngani kuba ngcono but okushotayo kakhulu kwi-process generally ukuthi-ke abadala laba bavele bekhona ezikhundleni lama-organizations amaningi awe-United Nations esiwabona lapha okumele bakwenze ikukhomitha ukuthi ma-youth siyalibona liyenza ama-innovations siyalibona liyaphatheka lapha nalapha so sizalinika imali engaka eyokwenza lokho elikwenzayo because noba kuthiwa i-decade of action akula muntu oseke wakhuluma ngemali ukuthi imali efakwa ukuthi ama-youth ayenzeke i-action yonaleyo imali engaka so nambona ngani okuqakathekileyo kakhulu khathesi ukuthi kube lama-commitments anjengawona lawo ukuthi nxa kuyukuthi sikhuluma nge-action sikhuluma ngokuparticipate kwama-youth and ama-youth akhona maningi ayenza into ezimangalisayo ezijiyeleyo kuma-communities abo kodwa kushota yona leyo imali yokuthi bakwanise nabo ukukhompyutha ese-global scale bakwanise nokuthi ama-innovations abo akwanise nawo ukubonakala ku-fourth industrial revolution yangikhona yona le ebilokhu ikhulunywa since i-conference iqalile so this lokhu is encard on science technology ne-innovation and yes bebeqinisi nesibili ukuthi ezimbabwe sibe-digital sector engani iqinile mbijani because amanye akhona afundile njalo analo ulwazi njalo siyabana siyangena kwi-internet sibona ukuthi izinto lezi zenziwa njani kodwa kushota yona leyani i-financial injection.
Wothi ngikubamba umlomo othando ngithatha omunye uguest ongenayo kuhlelo umnumzana uSingano Tshisina of the Zimbabwe Youth Council and then I'll give you a chance to come back onto the program. Ndukudza kuti vaTshisina vapinda pachirongwa varipo parunhare. Welcome to our program, Mr. Tshisina of the Zimbabwe Youth Council. Thank you so much for making time to be on the program. How are you doing, Chief? Tiri nani ndine chimbo chekuti vateerera vari kufara. Nyaya yatinayo nhasi muchirongwa tiri kukurukurana zviri kuitika ikaikoko kuVictoria Falls uko kune musangano weAfrican Regional Forum on Sustainable Development. Mave ne 2 days muri ikoko mungatiudzawo kuti pane zvabuda here zvinokufadzai imi seumwe ari chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe uyezve munhuwo wechidiki.
Ndinotenda zvikuru nemukanda iwoyo vakatibata vane mazuva anokwana mana tiri kuno rekutanga takatanga tichidzidzana nevechidiki zvemichina yechizvino zvino yatinoti artificial intelligence nerobotics nezuva rechipiri tikatana zvimwe chete zuva rechitatu takazosangana nemamwe masangano akaita sana UNESCO vanobatsira kuti rudzidzo nezvemichina yechizvino zvino rwuende mberi muzvikoro nemunharaunda tichibva ipapo tapinda mumusangano wavhurwa zvakanaka nhasi kuvhurwa kwemusangano uyu takanangana neyavanoti decade of action kureva kuti 2020 kusvika 2030 tinenge tichiita basa pamusoro pezvakavimbiswa zviga zviripo 17 zvemaSDGs saka ndichonoti pakuparurwa kwazvaitwa chandaona chikuru ndechekuti ndichitanga nehurumende yedu yezimbabwe yaparura kuburikidza nemutungamiri waamazon munangagwa purezidendi vachitizvo isu tine zvimwe zvatakaita asi hatisati tapedza kana kuti hatisati tasvika patinoda chaipo uyezve tiri kupa mukana umwe kune vechidiki njano ndiwo musangano mukuru watingati watanga kupindwa nevechidiki vakawanda paregional level kana kuti seafrica kuchaura kuti vechidiki vanga varipo vakawanda vakamiririra nekuti ratiri kuti jacket of action iri tingatoti ratopiwa mumaoko echidiki kuti vaite basa varivo. Saka ndochandingati chandifadza chikuru chekuti hurumende dzaona kuti basa iri rose hatingarigoni kana tikazviita pasina vechidiki. Ngatitorei vechidiki vatange kupinda munhaurwa dzose idzodzo kuti basa rigofamba zvakanaka, uyezve ndaona kuti commitment yaiswa na executive secretary, under secretary AUC, executive secretary UN, executive secretary for United Nations, ndiona kuti vakauya vakasangana nevechidiki nezuro zuva rovira vachiteerera kuti vechidiki chii chatingaita kuti vabatane nenyika dzose mukuita kuti sustainable development yatitaura nezvayo igova owned by the youth. Vanga vachitaura kuti the future is now, kureva kuti ramangwana ndinhasi, asi ramangwana irori riri kutungamirirwa nevechidiki. Vachitaura nemuromo wavo chasara kuti nyika dzose dzitore zvataurwa izvi kuti ramangwana ndinhasi, asi ramangwana riri mumaoko evechidiki. Ngatichandei nevechidiki kuti yatingati sustainable development ionekwe muzvika zviripo gumi nezvinomwe.
Now vachisina earlier on and no more guest ari parunare uThando Gwinji, and she was highlighting how she is excited so more vechidiki to be at this event. However, she feels as though it's great that, you know, so many things have been said, but she wants real tangible commitments. A lot of young people have ideas, but the money to implement these ideas is where the problem is. You're a member of the Zimbabwe Youth Council. Is there anything that can be done to ensure that these ideas come to life?
Thank you very much. My clear response to that is money will never be enough for any program, but quoting from the speech that was made by the junior minister of ICT for the junior parliament, Vanessa Chirise, honorable, vataurayiwa kati sevechidiki ngatishandisei zvatinazvo, kana kuti sedzinyika tine zvatinazvo, tisati tatanga kuchema kuti hatina mari, hatina mari. Zviripo zvatinazvo tinogona kushanda neizvozvo. Muchaona kuti papanel imwe chete iyoyo panga paina minister of finance and economic development vamutulimwe vemuzimbabwe vanga vachicheya panel iyoyo, vataura vakati gore rapera takaintrodusa 2% tax, 2% tax tikabatsira kuti ivo sehurumende vawane mari yokushandisa kubhadhara dzidzo, kuita kuti muzvipatara muwanikwewo mishonga nekuda kwe2% tax iyoyo yakaiswa mubhajeti ravo. Saka indinotsigira kuti mari haiwanikwi nguva dzose, asi pane iyoyo shoma yatinayo tinogona kuita chimwe chinhu pane zviga zvakatemwa.
Aiwa, regai ndikubatei pamuromo vachisina, nditange ndatora muteereri and then I'll go to Thando and see if she can respond to what you had to say. Nyezo kuti nginomulalela ungenayo kuhlelo. I have a caller onge ari kupinda muchirongwa. Kola, muteereri, ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa. Welcome to the connection. Ari parunare ndiani?
Hello.
Yebo baba, unjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ukhuluma noNkomo Majobek.
Nkomo, kunjani egoli?
Hayi, goli kumnandi baba, kuhleli kunje.
Hayi, ukhanya ngani uyazikholisela.
Ya, leli lilizwe baba engalithathela ama-times. Lalela ke la. Abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi ungani bazalwa umuntu oyi-1. Isinawu 40 years izana isitshela amanga ekhaya lapho. Izwela abantwana laba abachaya izandla lapho bechaya izandla. Abaqale bekhangele i-economy yeZimbabwe ukuthi iveliweni ibolile nangokwayo. Imali le abathi bona bazayiyenzela iyavela kobani? Khangela amagarajini ubona ukuthi ama-queue e-petrol anjani ayesabisa. Impuphu ayikho right now eZimbabwe, abantu bathwele nzima. Imisebenzi yona vele kayikho. Imali yalo ukuthi bona bazoyithiwa igavumenti, igavumenti sesifike ukuvusa ama-industry shuwa betshayela into enje shuwa izandla. Kathi singabantu abanjani? Umuntu ongene kugavumenti eZimbabwe ngo-1980 mina ngeke eme phambi kwami ethi uyangitshela ukuthi uzayenza so 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 wethi ngikhulumele kithi emathebeleleni emandebeleni kufiwe baba ngohambe ebhinga isikolo abantwana leke befundele etshanini njengenkukhu yini engayithayela izandla kuzanu namhlanje after 40 years ngabadala labo bangele for the past 40 years kungenziwa lutho emathebeleni kangeni imigwaqo ukuthi ibole njani baba kangeni kumgwaqo kwamaswingo lokhu ama-accident akhona everyday kuncane ngani kwamabhasikili abaqale belungisa i-economy wabona ngaphila izwe lemali ecina nge-$5 ekuthiwa lingalungisa impilo zabantu noma ukhangele
Baba Nkomo, sikhangela lokho okushiwo ngu-Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education esithi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi sisebenzise ulwazi lwe-science, technology, kanye engineering, kanye le-maths ukuthuthukisa umnotho. Konke lokhu kushilo wathi abantu eZimbabwe babhekane lodubo lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi. Yena, he argues ukuthi singasebenzisa ulwazi lolu, abantu can now create jobs for themselves. Njalo silungisise zonke indubeke lokhu, everything that you've mentioned, ukuthi ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi, imigwaqo, uthi ibolile. Konke khonokuya uthi kulakho ukulungisiswa ngolwazi oluphuma abantu besebenzisa i-STEM ukubona njani lokho
lalela lapha that is a simple equation kimi izanu ipromise amanga a more than 10,000 ipromise abantu bakithi iZimbabwe ku-technology iku 0 degrees akula equipment lapha elizweni baba singatshela njamanga izanu they are good on talking when it comes to action they are 100% useless baba ukukutshela abantu bethu ngikhuluma right now baphila ngotshwala baphila ngembanje baphila ngogwayi bahamba ngenyawo abalaludo abalanguba abalani abanye vela sizibethatha abafazi abanye leke bazalwayo sebelama more than 40 years abake besebenzi umuntu onjalo uma umkuhlela emzini wakho engumntana wakho ele 40 years ehambile esikolo engasebenzi sokulinda ukuthi hambe engcwaba kuphela lokho okhunye ngoba balowo yazi utshela isiphukuphuku into ezingaboni ezimtshayela izandla nokuthi umuntu onjengama ohambe esikolo i-technology ekhanya yazi iku 0% yakuda lutho lapho lokho okwesikolo abakukhulumayo lokho i-education engasasebenzi elizweni elinjengeZimbabwe lelo when you talk about education i-education esemlonyeni angekuyi-implement on the ground ukuthi ubonakala ukuthi bayasebenza right now abantu bayasebenza bavukela emsebenzini every day bakhola udodi they can't even buy anything abanaluthi abaningi bayahlupheka especially i-youth let's talk about i-youth uhamba ema-town ngiyavisita ama-town onke eZimbabwe ngiyangena kuma-road areas ngiyabona yonke ukuthi kwenzakalani abantwana bakithi umuntu oqeda isikolo uyelwisa inkomo omunye uyelwisa imbuzi abanye bahle ukuthatha abafazi bazala labantwana abantwana kabalotsholwa isikweletu esodwa abantwana abazala lapha ekhaya ngomuntu yohluleka ukuthi elobole sabantwana besebezala izikweletu kuphenti ezingalotsholwayo i-technology oyikhulumayo le ise-non-starter baba into e-useless le
Hayi siyakuzwa Nkomo usungagqiba phosela amazwi akho ocina.
I wish ngabe yimi ranile izwe lelo. Within 2 days in visit Britain, the America, the Australia, Germany, sale phansi ngithi byani le ranile izwe lelo. Bese ngisithi mina kibo asibuyeleni kumali yana esetshenziswa nguSmith. Siqale from that currency ka Smith, ama British evula ama industry lama Americans, iblawe 3 quarters ama breeding lawo ngai America lama British. Thina sila lutho that's why bona sokuwomile sokuthe cha. Intuthu ziyathungazela ka iseko izinto zama-American and without Britain, America, Germany, France, I'm giving you more than 10 million years from today. We are not going anyway in education lesi lawe eZimbabwe ngeyamanga manga kula lutho baba lapho.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba Nkomo, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlela.
Thank you so much.
Thando ukhona ecingweni.
Right.
You just heard the gentleman there, Ubaba Nkomo, speaking. He highlighted on 3 of the SDGs already. He talked about the quality education. He talked about decent work and economic growth, which is goal 8. And he talked about goal 9, which he highlighted industry, innovation, and infrastructure. He feels as though because of the state of the economy and the way that things are in Zimbabwe, even if you highlight and focus on STEM studies, not much can come out. What do you think?
Okay, kukhona lapha ngivumelana khona lo baba Nkomo. Kuthiwa innovation doesn't translate to reality and real issues, then it's as good as useless. and nase sikhangile kakhulu indaba ye-education because yikho kumele kuqalele khona indaba yonke and then nxa sikhangile ama-SDGs ama-goals wonke wona ngokwawo ya-interlinked ukuthi ngiyeke sathi sesi-achieve igulu leyivakhohle yini akuhambelani kumele angenelani wonke siwabone ukuthi so-achieve-a njalo nxa sisithi thina we want to deliver before 2030. And then Kaira could end up by education. The Kuniso civilly, they say, which is Zimbabwe is a bit advanced. But we have a high school to Amalek for our equipment. And the Bebe Kuluma, fortunately, we will have done at the school of Anyavas primary. As Kulumum done, we will be a computer and Ivan. It is Ivan Basengu form ban. So it's some of the things that need to be revised. Uma curriculum to Nenjela is very sensitive into, but it's also up to the people abane power because Tinetan Awenza was in his country, Kuluma, Meluuti, Bonalaba, and power with Bonuuti, but Tata Ama young people is an opportunity for growth. But seven is the Ama skills, the power that the young people Abakona have. To actually try to push change. Because Masina Kanyela, even though SDG 8, it's SDG 9. Ngibabamba ngisabonkebo ngothu ukukhulunywa ngamukhulunywa ngama young people and young people can actually bring the change that we want to see, industrialization, innovation and employment. So sisesekhona lapho sikhuluma ngama youth, iparticipation yama youth kumele ibe meaningful ukuthi singakhumbi ukuparticipate ngama-numbers. Xa sikhuluma nge-impact, xa sikhuluma ngokudeliver ama-SDGs, it means that we should be moving beyond ukuthi kuye lama-youth angu-200 akuye-evicfof. But isiform ukuweya kwabo lapha, i-action abayithathayo does it translate to. And even i-participation yabo within the process, abahlali baqakeza izandla kuphela nabo yibo okumele babe kuma-podium.
All right, what do you Imagan Tando? What do you bamboo? Mm-hmm. Let me give Uchisina a chance over to lay a comment against this.
Yeah.
Right, Vachisina Muchiripo Bernade Vachisina. Oh, I don't know what Vachisina dropper. I was hoping to see here. I watch our home can a woku pin do as a tower or name Terry. All right, Tando Unga, come get a pambil.
Okay, then sithi okuqhina engubona ukukhakathekile ukuthi kwenzakala eZimbabwe. And angifuni ukuthi sicambela namanga sithi imali ayikho eZimbabwe. Imali khona kodwa ayithanelwa okumele kwenzakale. So for us to achieve ama-SDGs, for us to actually monitor i-process yama-SDG eZimbabwe lokuthi ihamba njani, kumele sibe lama-tax audit. Angikhumbuli ukwenza wona lawa ama-tax audit. And we should be budgeting for each and every goal. Also from goal 1 to goal 17, we need budget set aside. We see how are we going to achieve this? A proper note may be further in the instrument as you need. A prioritize the one at the expense of the at the end of the day, as well achieve in society, ama SDGs. And the women are going to be involvement and meaningful participation in our young people. Mm-hmm. And secondly, over the coordination and in every ministry or every other institution, kwazakale ukuthi kahle kahle ngubani oyenza lokhu ngani. Khona kuzathi ngase sisiya kuyilwana okhuluma ngama partnerships for the goals. Ukuthi lathi esihlele ezindlini, nabase diaspora, nasithando, nani emsakazweni libe kwazi ukuthi if we are to partner for SDGs, this is what we are actually bringing to the people of Zimbabwe. It is one thing. It is one of the things that is illusory.
All right. Well, Tando, unfortunately, there's only, you know, like 2 minutes left on the program. So I'm going to give you this opportunity to wrap up. What exactly do the youth of Zimbabwe, this program ends on Thursday. What do the youth of Zimbabwe need to do to ensure, Uguti, one, government lives up to the promises that they make at this event? And two, they can take out, they can learn and do something positive with the resolutions that come out of this conference?
Okay, I think the most important thing to do is just to follow AMA proceedings now and know what the government promises in order for us to hold them accountable. Because when I think I was ukuthi bahamba bekhulumani out there, it was difficult ukuthi the government see them accountable. Sithi nathembisa lokhu lalokhu singakwazi ukuthi uma plus sindisane. So ngikunike ngqobe kuma youth bona lawa khona lapha khathesi, they are from all the 10 provinces, ukuthi nxa bebuyela kuma provinces abo babuyele betshela abanye ukuthi kuforum le kwenzakale lokhu lalokhu lalokhu. But okuhle ukuthi sesine online space, sesikwanisa ukugudla sifone okwenzakalayo, and sesikwazi lokuthi lady the type of action. So kumele lathi sithathe action ukuthi how can we be part of this decade of action edeclare Secretary General of United Nations. And ukuze sifike khona ngale, kusebenza ukubambana lokwazi ukuthi sifuna ukuya ngaphi as ilizwe, because kokunye sihlukene kakhulu and sibanga into lathi esingayiboniyo ukuthi sibangani. But ukubuyele nokuthini wona lawana abhalwayo lezithembiso ezenziwayo.
Alright. Isikhathi Thando, isikhathi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo Muri Zimbabwe. Tinobhuruka tinomara, nguva ndiyo yapera. Nhasi muchirongwa changa tichibata zviri kuitika kuVictoria Falls uko kune Africa Regional Forum on Sustainable Development. Nhasi muchirongwa changa tina vasungano chisina uyezve Muzvare Thando Gwinji anokuoneka ine mufaro. Ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Tosangana pa Instagram nepa Twitter. Bye bye.